In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Brothers and sisters, we have before us today a great tragedy. Silent. Because the worst tragedies are silent. Things that are evil that we do not notice until it is too late. And this is what happened today in the country of the Gergesenes. Among the greatest tragedies in all of Scripture, the Lord came, the Lord taught, He healed, and He rebuked. And the people came out to Him and asked Him to leave, and He did. And He went away, and they didn't know what a great loss they had until later. Because life went on for them, but then they died. And then they saw that they had rejected the God-man Jesus Christ because of their sins, because of their agendas, because of their fear. This gospel is really a case study in how to kill the conscience. So we must listen to it very carefully, because it describes the way we are sometimes as well. And it describes the way many people in the world are for their entire lives. It's a very typical way that people lose their souls is being shown in the way these people of the Gergesenes reacted to the Lord man, Jesus Christ. Now, all of us must encounter Christ. Everybody. What we do with that encounter determines whether we'll be saved or not saved. And of course, this encounter is not just one time, but every day, every moment. But this gospel is included because it shows in microcosm what happens in the life of a person who kills their conscience. Now remember, the gospel is about what is to do, what you should do, but also what you should not do. If you want to know what you should do when you encounter Christ, look to the Samaritan woman, Saint Fontenay, equal to the apostles. When her sins were shown before her, and the Lord showed that He knew everything about her, she saw this as a sign that He was the Messiah, and she went to tell all of her friends, all of her countrymen, that she had found the Messiah. This is how we should react when our sins are shown to us. Or perhaps St. Peter, after the cock crowed, and he knew that he had denied the Lord, he wept bitterly, and he knew his sins were before him. But what did he do? He repented of his sins. He became a great apostle. So when we encounter Christ, we will necessarily always encounter our sinfulness. So did the people of the Gergesenes. They encountered their sinfulness. And they did what most of the world does. They turned away from God. And in most situations, when people turn away from God, nothing appreciably happens. There are no thunderbolts from heaven. There is no scourge of disease. No, a person lives their life and then they die. And they have not known the Lord in this life, and they will not know Him in the next. The people of the Gergesenes, the way they reacted to the Lord, reminds me of the old saying, when a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a sound? Well, the answer to that question is clearly, yes, it does make a sound. When the Lord comes to a man and it shows him of himself, but if a man does not want to see, does that mean that the Lord did not show himself? When the Lord preaches his word to us, does that mean, if we do not want to hear it, does that mean that the sound is not going forth throughout all the world? No, these people are like those who would be in the midst of a great tree that is falling and stopping up their ears so they do not see, hear the sound, but they feel the vibration in the earth They feel the tremor. And they see that the tree almost hit them. So they're afraid. Perhaps the next day they go by that tree and they remember how close that tree came to falling on them. And they're afraid. But perhaps the next week they go by and they only feel a kind of a queer disquieting feeling, an uneasiness when they're around that tree. And perhaps a month later they've changed their walking routine so that they no longer go by the tree. They don't want to be reminded of how close they came to death. They don't want to be reminded of their humanity and their fragility. So they've gone another way. And then perhaps a year later, the tree is overgrown with vines, and by some chance, they walk by it. And nothing is amiss. Everything feels just fine. They don't remember how they felt a year ago when the tree fell. This is the way people are with God. God speaks to us, but we stop up our ears. Let's not pretend that this is only happening to the people outside of the church. We do it to ourselves. Because if we're not concentrating with vigor about Jesus Christ, about the purpose of our life and the fulfilling of it, then we're like these people. No, we're not saying go away from us. That's a little bit too crude. But when we choose other pursuits instead of things that can expose our sins to us, can expose what we need to do and how we should do it, then we're like these people. That's why I so often exhort you to come to the services regularly, not just Sunday morning, but the other services too. The reason why is because these holy words in the services will penetrate into your soul. And they won't make you feel all that comfortable sometimes. But they will teach you about yourself in a way that you cannot learn just by being at home and reading theological materials. No, you'll learn from being in the services. You'll learn a lot about yourself. And we need to continually learn about ourselves because it is so easy for us to forget and to be like the people of the Gergesenes. You know, I've told you, when you read the scriptures, you must see where it speaks to you. Are you like the person that it's being spoken of, good or bad? You should identify yourself with the Gergesenes. Because I know a little something about human nature, and all of us are like this. All of us can easily fall away from the truth. Well, not in terms of no longer believing in God or believing some heresy. No. But in not having the truth be actuated in everything we do. In everything we think. In all of our priorities. The way we spend our time. The things that are important to us. Because, remember, Christianity is the perfection of mankind. Is us becoming holy so that we can see God who is holy. If you're not holy, you can't see God who is holy. So everything in your life has to be pointed towards that direction. The people of the Gergesenes, they just were living their life. They were doing things that weren't right, and the Lord rebuked them for it. Because they were raising pigs, they shouldn't have been, because they were Jews. So the Lord showed them that. By having all the pigs perish. But they just wanted to live their life. So, they told him to go away. They were afraid. That tree had fallen very, very close to them. And they were afraid. So they told him to go away. And after a little while, they didn't think about it anymore. They got more pigs and they went on with their life. And then they died. And that's why it's a great tragedy. Don't let this tragedy happen to you. Don't think you're immune from it because you're orthodox. There's plenty of things in the scriptures that show that that gives you no immunity whatsoever. The parable about the tares and the wheat. The parable about the sower and the seed. These are speaking of people who, some of them, who think that they're Christian but really are not. Because they're not Christian in the way they live and what their priorities are and what's important to them. Brothers and sisters, read this story with emotion. Fill in the blanks. Finish the story. Because the gospel is actually very laconic here. It doesn't say what happens to the people. It doesn't really say how they felt. It's clear that they came out to him because of fear. But you must finish the story. What happened to these people after the Lord left? They went on with their lives and then they died. That shouldn't be an epitaph for you and I. Instead, it should be that we followed the Lord Jesus Christ in everything and by His grace became perfected so that we could be in His presence and not be ashamed. That should be our epitaph. So when the Lord shows you, shall we say, what pigs you have in your life, listen to Him. But you must court Him telling you this. You can't just passively expect to find these things out. Because if you're passive in your Christianity, you're not really Christian. That's why you should, with expectation, read the Scriptures, that they're going to teach you something about yourself. That's why you should, with expectation, come to the services. Not just Sunday, doing your duty, but the vigil, which will really teach you about yourself. That's why you should fast, with expectation. Not because it's a rule, but because in fasting, you have opened to yourself the knowledge of yourself. God will teach you. You become more intelligent when you fast. And you learn things about yourself. You can't get better unless you know what's wrong. So we need to know what's wrong. The people of the Gergesenes were told exactly what's wrong. And they didn't do anything about it. So you've got to know what's wrong and you've got to do something about it. So brothers and sisters, truly, every day of your life should be this battle to maintain this edge of desiring to follow God in all things and considering the things of God to be the only things that are important. It has to be daily, hourly, that you have to renew this vow in yourself. Because if you're passive about it and occasionally pray and fast when it's pretty easy or when it's convenient or when there's the right foods in the kitchen or if you're not traveling or whatever, and you come to the services when, you know, on Sunday or maybe once in a while when you have a little free time. That's not enough. It's not enough. Because our nature is such that we are like the people of the Gergesenes. We tend to tell the Lord to go away. Not explicitly, but in the way we live. So brothers and sisters, let's not be like them. Let's beg the Lord to show us our sins and then let's beg the Lord to help us to do something about our sins. And we see the results if a person does not do this in the people of the Gergesenes. May God deliver us from such an end. And God help you.